You're on Daf, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. Eina Yochel Lahofer. Yechayle Hi Lehanes Beleket Shikha Bepeya. So the Baal, we had learned two pshatim in the Mishnah. Ula learned pshat in the Mishnah, Koinim Shaninena Labriyis. Eina Yochel Lahofer. It is not considered a nether of Inui Nefesh, because Baal lav bechlal bris. So Memele, the Mishnah, which is going according to Rabbi Yossi, holds that this isn't called Inui Nefesh, because the Baal can supply her with mezainet, so there's no Inui Nefesh involved. Then the Mishnah is, Moisef yecheli lahonis beleket shikra bepeye, that even if the Baal is oni, so al koponim, then she could take leket shikra peye. So the tziruf that the Baal is lav bechal bris, and if he's unable to support her, we have the backup of leket shikra peye, so that makes that it is not a nether of inui nefesh. Rav is said pshat in the Mishnah, lo'ilom baal bechlal briyesu, and he became nesar in the nether. U'matam koma, matam ein yochel lo'ofer. Why can't he be mefer? Why isn't this considered inui nefesh? Ne'ishyecheilu lo'honeis beleket shikropeya. So now we're going to learn the third mahalach in the Mishnah. Rav Nachman Omar, lo'olam baal lav bechlal briyesu. Baal is lav bechlal briyes. So memele, so that what it's not considered nedorim shalini nefesh, because baal lav bechlal briyesu, so he can support her. So this is like Ula. V'hochi k'toni, but now the Mishnah is telling us something else. Nizgarsho, so it means she made a get, she made a neder, and the Baal is unable to be made for this neder. Nizgarsho, now he gave her a get, is Yechayla Lihones Beleket Shikha Upey. Now let us see the Rav. Rav Nachman Omar Lo'ilam Baal Lav Bechlal Briyesu. When she asked Koinim Shaninena La Briyes, she did not intend to include the Baal. Umishim Hochi Lo Yofer. Therefore, he is not proclaimed to be made for the neder. It is not in Inefesh. She'im lehoisa yecheila lehones mimenu. If she would be unable to have an law from him, afopi sheyecheila lehones beleket shikra upeya in Inefesh. But that's considered in Inefesh. Kumeita. That means, Rav Nachman is chilek on Rove. And Rove had said that alone, that she can be nenef and leket shikrepe, that makes it not in Yenefesh. No, Rav Nachman is chaylik. If Baal would be bechlal bries, it would be in Yenefesh. No, Baal love bechlal bries. V'hochi k'toni. That what it says in the safe of the Mishnah, v'yechayle lehonis, mileket shikrepeye, nizgarsha. If he gave her a get, Yechayle lahonis beleket shikrepe, that means this woman is in a terrible dilemma. She had made a neder that her husband was unable to be made for the neder, because it's not in the nefesh. Now he gave her a get. Is Yechayle lahonis, so now the only way she can have a no, is beleket shikrapeya, the less bohu toives ano, because the bailim do not have any bailis in the leket shikrapeya, da zivek sibu, it says tazayt. So memele, it's momen aniyim, it's momen for the aniyim, it's hefke le aniyim,
So if it's hefkel aniyim, so when she takes it, she's not deriving benefit from anyone. But the Mishnah is telling us a bigger chiddush. V'kamash melom. The Mishnah is telling us the lechshenizgarsho. When he'll give her a get, yachzer habal liyos bechlal isa habriyas. And then the isa that she had made, koinem shaninen labriyas, will now apply to her husband also. Ve'ein lo lihones ela beleket shikra peyem, kach pirsho rishaynim zecheinu lebroche, v'cheinu bechidushi harashba zecheinu lebroche b'shem ha'taisim. So now, Rav Nachman is telling us Amir de Kechidish. When she had made the neder koinim shani nena lebriyis, well, she did not mean her husband. Her husband she did not mean to include. So since he has a husband who can support her, it's not called ini nefesh. Nizgarsha, it says in the Mishnah, the only oifen she can exist is from Leket Shikrapeya. Her husband also became Osa. Now that he's not a husband anymore, so now the neder that she made now includes him also. Till the Geirish, and he wasn't Bechlal Abrius. So she could have a no from him. After the Geirish, so then he's like any other person, so he's Nichlal now in the neder of Koinim Shaninen El Abrius. So therefore, the only hanoa she could derive is from leket shikrapeya, which is hefker. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Va'ani yoimer, so now the Ran says, di misa dahochi perusha. If this is pshat in the Mishnah, that's, he said, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, la'acher geirishin, he also becomes nichlal bebriyus. Is all the galsinim be Rishalmi? The neider miyordei hayom la'acha shloishim. The Rishalmi is speaking about a case. A person made a neder. He does not want to have hano miyordei hayom from people who are yordei hayom. But he wants the neder to be chal la'acha shloishim. So let us be megashim the inyan. The neder is making Reish Chodesh Nissen, and he wants the neder to be Chal Reish Chodesh Iyar. The Yesh Kan Odom, and there are people, Shebishas Nidroi Umiyorde Ayom. Bishas, when he made this neder Reish Chodesh Nissen, there was a person who was by profession a sailor, Yorde Ayom. Ula Achami Kain, Koidem Shloishim Yoim, that means Chofei Nissen, Nasim Yesh Ve'yaboshe. Then he decided he's giving up. He's not going to go on the ship anymore. It became Yesh Ve'yaboshe. So the Yerushalmi clears a shayla. And the lomdus of the shayla is, when a neder is made, do you look at the shas amiras haneder? Or do you look at the shas chalois haneder? That was the shayla in the Yerushalmi. What is the ikka of the neder? The asiyas haneder or the chalois haneder? The toli lei haidine beplukte de Rabbi Shmuel ve Rabbi Kiva. So the Yerushalmi says, this is toli in the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And later the Ram brings down what the machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva is. But just let's mention this now, so we'll understand the flow of the Ram. There's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if a woman made a neder that will be chal, she's mekabel naziris, and it will be chal in 30 days. And she got married after 15 days. Can her husband be made for the neder? So what is the ikel neder? Is the ikel neder the asiyas haneder, or is the ikel neder the chalois haneder? If you say the ikel neder is the chalois haneder, so the neder is first chal after she's married, so he can be made for the neder. The neder was chal when she was in the sewer already. If you learn that the ikel neder is the asiyas haneder, Asiyas Hanedah was before he became a husband, so Mamele he can't be Mefer. In this Shaila, there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva says the Iker Neder is the Asiyas Hanedah, so the husband cannot be Mefer, because when he got married, she had this Neder ready from before. And Rabbi Shmuel says that the Iker Neder is the Chalois Hanedah, so when the Neder is Chal, he is her husband. So the Yerushalmi, this is a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. So the Yerushalmi took this machlokes and said there'll be another nafkamina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. If a person made a neder for nerd and he wants to ask a yerde hayom, bishasta amiras a neder, this person is a yerde hayom, bishasta chalois a neder, he's ois yerde hayom. So do you go, does he fall into the category of Yerdei Hayom, yes or no? So the Yerushalmi says, that's telling the Machlek is Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Iker is Bizman Asiyas HaNeder, so Bizman Asiyas HaNeder, this person was Yerdei Hayom, so the Neder is telling him. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Iker is Bizman Chalois HaNeder, Bishas Chalois HaNeder, this person was Yesh VeYabosh, so the Neder won't be Chal. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So the Sadaran says, let's cheshbon further. Uladidam. So now, if this Shaila is dependent in the Machloikis of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, so Uladidam, the Kaimel on Rabbi Akiva, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that the Iker is the Zman Asiyas HaNeder, so it'll come out if he was Yerdei Hayom, Bishas Asiyas HaNeder, or remain also. Also, boy, Kivin Shoyim Yerdei Hayom, Bishas Nidrei. V'chdechsiv Noho Yerushalmi Behilchus HaRamban Zal Bepeik HaBor Nedorim, V'chdechsiv Noho Leinam Hilal. The Ramban brings down this Yerushalmi, and the Ram also brought down this Yerushalmi. Zoktera, v'kivin de tole leila haidine beplukte de Rabbi Shmuel de Rabbi Akiva. So now if the Yerushalmi says, if you want to know who is included in the Neder, who falls into the category b'shas asiyas HaNeder or b'shas chalois HaNeder, so the Yerushalmi tells us this is HaMachloikis Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Shmuel. Is the chihechi. So let's go. Let's figure out that if it was the opposite, the chihechi, the ba'ois and shoyu b'shas nidra yerdei hayom. V'acha kach nasu yoish v'yabos osa l'Rabbi Akiva, umuta l'Rabbi Shmuel, ochinami ki have ipche, so if it'll be the opposite, nahainu, ba'ois on b'nei odom shoyu b'shas nidra yoish v'yaboshe, Lachem ikan nasu yerdei hayom, so be also le Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Dike Neder is the Chalois HaNeder, and Bishas the Chalois HaNeder, they were yerdei hayom, muta le Rabbi Akiva, because Bishas the Amiras HaNeder, they were yesh v'yabosh. Fine. So that's the Yerushalmi now. So the Yerushalmi says that who falls into the category of the Neder is dependent on the Machloikis of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, one is done when the Neder was made, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, one is done when the Neder was chal. Ulefum hai perishe de pershine. So the Ran says, according to this pshat, so now the Yerushalmi is not like our Gemara. The Hoche Maskin. Let's go to Rav Nachman's Pshat. Rav Nachman said that the Mishnah is telling us that when she had made the Neder, her husband was not Bechlal Habriyas, so the Neder wasn't Chal on him. Later, after he gives her a get, so Rav Nachman says, so then the neder is chal. So that is not according to Rabbi Akiva. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, if Bishas the neder, He was Meyeshva Yaboshe. And later he became, later after the Yasiyas HaNeder, he became Yerde Hayom. He remains Mutter. So you look what his status was B'Shas Yasiyas HaNeder. So according to Rabbi Kiva, and we paskin Rabbi Kiva, so the din should be, if her husband B'Shas Yasiyas HaNeder was not B'Chlal Habriyes, he wasn't b'chalavi, so the nether wasn't chal on him. So even though later he gives her a get, and now there's a sibe, he should be b'chalal abris, but you don't look at later, you look at shas asiyas hanether. That is according to the Yerushalmi. The hochi maskinim, and here it says, the nehei de baal, lav b'chalal bria is b'shash shenodro, you don't go Bosal Amir alone. So Memele, we have a problem. The Yerushalmi says, according to Rabbi Kiva, you go Bosal Amir. And Bavli says, the way the Rishonim say Pshat Nagimara, that you do go Bishas, that you don't go Bishas Amir. That whenever there's a change, so then the changes also. V'chiteime Rav Nachman mukilo lemasnisin ki Rav Yishmoel do'ozel boso shash haned v'chalva. No, I'll tell you what our Mishneh, the Bavli agrees with the Yerushalmi, that does the nether change, or doesn't it change, is telling the machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, you look b'shas chalois the nether. So when the nether is chal, so whoever falls into the category of the nether, so that's how the nether affects him. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we don't look at the second the nether was chal. That means kol's man, the nether is chal, so we'll look if, let's say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, if B'Shas Asiyas HaNeder, he wasn't Yerdei Hayom. B'Shas Chalois HaNeder, he wasn't Yerdei Hayom. But 10 days later, the Neder is still Negei, the Neder is still Chal, he is Yerdei Hayom. So it seems the Ran understood, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, so then this person will become also, then he became Yerdei Hayom. So we could say that Bavli holds like Yerushalmi, but our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you look at the Chalois HaNeder, and according to Rabbi Shmuel, calls man the Neder is Chal, whoever falls into the Tnoim of the Neder becomes Nesa. So even though Bishas, when the Neder was first Chal, the husband was not Bechlal HaBriyis, but later gave her gets, it's Bechlal HaBriyis. That's what the Ram wants to say. So they only have to make a machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi. The chitay me Rav Nachman mukil olam asnisin kav Yishmoel dozel boso shosh haned v'chalbo. O mishimochi toni din iskar shasur lohonis mi baylo. Lesson. That you can't say. The sosam lo tana by pirke krabbe kive. In this peirik, the tana was soisam like krabbe kive. The snal lekamo. Omro hareini nizira la'acher lamed yoyim. Afal pisha niseis b'soich shloishim yoyim ein yochel la'ofer. The husband can't be meifim because you look at the shas asiyas haneder. So if in this peirik we have a star mishnah like Rabbi Kiva, so it's a big deich to say that this mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. It's one star mishnah after the other. So my mail to say this Mishnah goes to Rabbi Shmuel and the Mishnah later goes according to Rabbi Kiva, that's very difficult to say. So we have to say this Mishnah goes also according to Rabbi Kiva. No, according to the Yerushalmi, the husband would always remain lav bechlal habriyis because you look at the shas asiyas haneder. Our Gemara says that the status of the husband changes. הלבדה כקטוני דנסגר שאסור על הבעילו, אפילו רבי קיבה מועד בו. You have to say that the mission is going according to רבי קיבה, we have to say רבי קיבה זו סומוי, דהו כחלי פירוש שגמור הדילון לא יוסק ירשם. סל כוח אכבב זה יסחוי לכאן לירשם. ונראה לי, so if that's the case, now we hear המחלוק is בבלי in ירשלמי, is memela la locha de la kele mismach bo agmora de bnei marove, so we can't be seimach an Yerushalmi, given the gemora de lon pligi alo. De la fum gemorin, according to our gemora, also bein bimnei odam shohayo bachlal shoynei bishas haneda, bein bimnei odam shohayo bachlal shoynei liachamika. As I state in Babli, Usvori the Rabbi Kiva Lekosha Hamilsekla. Now, so fine, the Ran just explained to us, we have a Machloikis Bavli and Yerushalmi. And Mr. Tome, if Bavli is Chalk and Yerushalmi, so we pass them like Bavli. I look at the Yerushalmi is right. I mean, the Yerushalmi is going with along this. According to Rabbi Kiva, the Iker Neder is the Shas Amiras HaNeder. So you look what his status was, the Shas Amiras HaNeder. So the Ran says, no, Usvori the Rabbi Kiva Lekasha Milse Klam. Mishum Doha Milse Talye Beloshim Bnei Odom. Now this Shaila over here, when a person says, let's give a person a questionnaire. So before we'll get involved in problems and shilas, I'll go over to the person. Let me give you a question there. When you say Brias, do you mean someone who's now called Brias, or in 10 days later will be called Brias? So Bavli holds that, so the person will answer, whoever falls into the category of Brias, I want to answer. If now he's not Brias, so now he'll be Mutter. 10 days later becomes Brias, so 10 days later will become Mosa. That means Bavli holds, this is not a Lomdish Shaila. What the Iker, when, what, do we look at the Shas Asiyas and the Legabi Aphoras Abal? Legabi Aphoras Abal, can he be Mefer since the Chalois was Nasa Bershuse? Or do you need a Sias that also should be Chal Bershuse? That is a Lomdish Shaila. That's Lomdish, and there's Psukim on that. And that is a Machloikis Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Shmuel. But this Shaila over here, when a person made a Neder, who's included in his Neder? Only a person who fulfills the qualifications Bishas Asiyas and Neder, or if he'll fulfill the qualifications, ladies also included in the Neder. So that is a Shaila, not a Lomdish Shaila. This is Das B'nei Yodom. So Bavli holds Das B'nei Yodom is whenever he'll fall into the Tanoim of the Neder, he'll be included in the Neder. That's what Bavli holds. So Bavli is Chaylik on Yerushalmi. That's what the Ran says, and we should pass him like Bavli. That's what the Ran says over here. Usvari the Rabbi Kiva Lekasha ha milse klam. Mishim daha milse the shayle, what we are speaking about, tol ye beloshin b'nei oda. What does a person mean when he makes an edda? O big morad ilon savrinon babli hold the bechlau loshin b'nei oda kulu bechlau. That means whoever will fall into this category, b'shas ha-nedah, b'shas chalois ha-nedah, after the chalois ha-nedah, whoever falls into the tnoim of the neder is nichlal in the neder. The Rabbi Kiva b'milsei, Rabbi Kiva, the machlokes Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, if she made a neder before the nisuin and the chalois was chal after the nisuin, Bosa drosha de kroy daiklo. There's a machloikis in droshes that when does he get the koyach aforev, if it's sufficient that he got the chalois was bishusay, or you need that he is not also bishusay. The kroy daiklo, leshaychosim loshim neyodam klal. In this shayla, it's not, you can't give a person a questionnaire. But he meant, then is a halachidik shayla, when does, is it sufficient that the Chalois HaNeder was made b'shus Habal? Or do you need a Seisned also b'shus Habal? That's what Bavli holds. So Bavli holds that this Shaila is a Shaila in Loshim and Ayodom. And Bavli holds in Loshim and Ayodom there's no Shaila. Because in Loshim and Ayodom, whenever they'll fall into the category of the Tnoim of the Neder will be Chal on them. And the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel is a different Machloikis. There's a Machloikis in Droshes Dekro. When does the Baal get his koyach afore? If the Chalois was Nasa Bishusi, or they need the Asiyas Nada also Bishusi. Ubi Yerushalmi Loi Savri Yochi. The Yerushalmi doesn't hold like this. El Savri, the Yerushalmi holds. Da Nerdi, the Nerdi, bin Nerdi, bin Yerdi Hayom. So what does Yerdei Ayom mean? Vadai Lahanu, who's called Yerdei Ayom? Those that have Yerdei Ayom, Bishas Iker Nidrei Komechav. That means, that's what the Yerushalmi holds. Yerdei Ayom is called, when the Iker Neder is Chal, then, that's you have to be done, it was then Yerdei Ayom. And what's the Tzayt Iker Nidre? Im Shas Amira, which is according to Rabbi Kiva, that's the Iker Nidre. Or Shas HaChalois, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Shemochi Amrinon, awesome, that's why the Yerushalmi says, the Toli Bepulukta, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Kiva, that's another poshet, that the Tnoyim are dependent in what this person was, B'Shas Iker Nidre. What is Iker HaNeder? The Machlok is Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shmuel. Hai hu Peirusha di Yerushalmi. This is Pshat ni Yerushalmi. Umandaloi Meforish lei Ochi lei Sova lei Midi. And if you don't say this Pshat ni Yerushalmi, you don't know what you're talking about. This is Pshat ni Yerushalmi. So Mamela, so that the Yerushalmi holds that you look at the Shas of the Iker HaNeder to determine who was Nichlal in the nether. Obig mora di lon savrino nem bavli hold lai toli ba mil seklal in iker ha nether. Ela beloshim in ayodo what people mean and shekulam bechlal in loshim in ayodo people don't look shas iker ha nether sees in ayodo chal. If this person falls into the category what I'm asking, he'll be yosef.
He says, you know, what I'm telling you, there's a baraisa in the first perek of Baba Basra. The San Yosho, Hamuda Hano Me Anshe Yair. The person is Muda Hano, Kinev Hano Me Anshe Yair. Ubo Odom Echot, and a person came, Vnishtai Imom, and he remained in the city. Kol sheshor shom shneim osah chaydish, if you remain there 12 months, osah lihonis mimenu, because he's ansheheir. So the Baraisa says that one becomes ansheheir after remaining in the city 12 months. Umidiktoni lo stome. In the Baraisa doesn't specify a certain case. Mash mevadai afilu bo leir acher shenoda. That means he made a neder. In Bishas he made this neder. This person was living in a different city, and then later ubo odom echad. After the neder he came and he remained there 12 months. So memela now this person became anshehir. No, he wasn't anshehir b'shas asiyas haneder. He wasn't anshehir b'shas b'shas b'chalois haneder could be. He is anshehir. But the Baraisa says tam, you look that, that whenever he becomes anshehir, he becomes also. Now, according to the Yerushalmi, he should be mutter because you'll be paskal et abekive, and you look who was from the Anshehir Bishas Asiyas HaNeder. So we see that probably that we don't pass on like Rishon. Ibrahim Kosov HaRambam Zal Stam Beperites Milchus Nedorim Ken Nirali.
So now the Ran has but one problem. That means he so beautifully explained the Mother Zamachlekes, Bavli and Yerushalmi, and then Lishit Zicha Paskin Leit Bavli. So he has one problem. So why did the Ramban bring down the Yerushalmi? That means we don't Paskin Leit the Yerushalmi. The Efshar, Shah Ramban Zal Leichola. Could be the Ramban does not disagree. Loi Heviu Bel Choysov, now what he brought down the Yerushalmi, Mimenu Adam Sheheim Bechlal Lishainai Bishas Amire Afa Pi Sheinam Bechlal Lishainai Bishas Chalois Haneda Vahaidine Lese Bigmore Dilon. That means that is for sure. If a person falls into the category that he's there, b'shas chaloisa neder, so memeila the neder zicha chalane. And that is our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about b'shas chaloisa neder. He gave her a get, and then he became nichla b'chlal abriyas. The b'raisim b'babasre, the neder was made, and then this person became ancheir, so he's ancheir. That means we zicha hold, that means from Bavli we seek law that if a person changed after the nether was chal, we zicha go basa the chalaisa nether. But we don't have any case in Bavli that if a person fell into the category b'shas hamiras hanether, and b'shas hachalaisa nether he's not in this category, that he's still awesome. That we don't have Bavli about this. So it could be the Ramban brought down this Yerushalmi to tell me this Chumre, that since, according to Rabbi Kivya, since the Iker Neder is B'Shas Amira, so we cheshbon with Amira also. The Yerushalmi holds that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't cheshbon with Amira. We hold, according to the Yerushalmi holds it's dependent. That according to Rabbi Kivya don't chashmut achalois, and according to Rabbi Shmuel don't chashmut amire. We hold yizicha chashmut achalois, I feel according to Rabbi Kivya. But the Ramban wants to bring down that according to Rabbi Kivya also chashmut with the amire, which we don't have a babli on this. Ve'ev she Ramban zalei chola, leviu b'lchois velo lilmeid mimenu, she'osel b'vnei odom, she'hein b'chlal l'shayne b'sha'as amire, afa b'sha'ein b'chlal l'shayne, Bishas Chalois HaNeder. Tahai dinilese b'gmora delon. Avoloi lismoi chala Yerushalmi b'ilchoseo u'b'taymeo. But not that the Ramban means to say we paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi had a different mahalach and understanding the Shailas. The Yerushalmi held that it's totally when, what is considered, when the Ika Neder is, and who falls into the category of the nether b'shas the ikel nether. We don't hold like this. But Ramban just brought down the Yerushalmi to tell us that al kaponim, we cheshbin with the shas amiras ha-nether, which we don't have a babli about this. So memela, that's why the Ramban brought down the Yerushalmi. Inami. The Yerushalmi guf elois neyodim shem b'chlal Bishas Chalois HaNeder Pshitalei Miloshim B'nei Odom B'gmore Dilo. Avo de Nozal Abosar Amire Mapik Mid Rabbi Kivya. Then he wants to say, could be that the Yerushalmi, that Diyik, he had made in the Yerushalmi. He had made in the Yerushalmi a Diyik, that what would be if Bishas Asiyas HaNeder, he wasn't Bechlal HaNeder. And Bishas Chalois HaNeder he was. So also be Toli in the Machlokes Rabbi Kivya and Rabbi Shmuel. And according to Rabbi Kivya, he will not be Nesa. He says, could be that wrong Pshat. Could be Bishas Chalois HaNeder, even Rabbi Kivya is Moide. that if this person fits into the category of the neder b'shas chaloisa neder, he's zichanesa. And this is tali belishne b'nei odom. That the Yerushalmi guva loisim the odom b'shem b'chlal b'shas chaloisa neder b'shita leim b'loshim b'nei odom b'gmora dilo. That the loshim b'nei odom is that a zichan mean to include this person. Avo de nozel avosel amire mapik mit Rabbi Kiva. He says, the Yerushalmi alone is just telling us the Ramban wanted to say, the Ran wanted to say, in fact, it will be fakel toso. Now the Ran is saying as follows. The Ran is saying that, that the Yerushalmi is only saying, according to Rabbi Kiva, you also go b'shas amiras aneder, even though it wasn't chal yet. But b'shas chalois aneder, everyone holds you go. And so our Gemara is speaking about Shas Chalois HaNeder. So if during the Chalois HaNeder someone falls into the category of the Neder, Hozicha Binesa, that's why our Gemara says that after Gerishin, the husband is called Briya, so she can't have Anor from the husband after the Gerishin. She can only have Anor from Leket Shikrepei. And the Yerushalmi wants to tell us that the Yerushalmi wants to tell us that according to Rabbi Kiva, you have been also what was Bishas Asiyas Aneda. Bishas Asiyas Aneda was Miyar De Ayom. It also become Nesa because that is the Shas Ikroi of the Neda. Eisvei Rovel Ravnach. So let's see the Gemara further. We hear a machloikis Rove and Rav Nachman in this nekude is Baal Bechlal Briyes. Rove said Baal is Bechlal Briyes. And the whole reason it's not considered Nitra in a Nefesh is because she yachayla lehonais milaket shikrepeyim. That's how Rove said, and Rav Nachman said, no, Baal is not Bechlal Briyis, and therefore, it's not in a Nefesh because she can get support from the Baal. The Mishnah is only saying that later, after he gives a get, then the Baal will be, when he's ois Baal, then it will be Nichlal Bechlal Briyis. But like this, als Baal, he's not Bechlal Briyis. Eisvei Rove l'Rav Nachman. So Rove is Rav Nachman Akash. U'Baal lav b'chlal b'riyas. So you're telling me that Baal is not b'chlal b'riyas. Was not, we learned the Mishnah, netula ani min ha-Yehudim. If she asked on herself tashmish min ha-Yehudim. Yofer chelkoi, so it says, he's made for his chelik. But the Hemisham Ashtoi, so after the Afore, he could be Mishamish with her. But the Hemisham Ashtoi, so that's Pshat. The Mishnah is that it's considered Dvorm Shebeino Lebeino. The Afore only helps. The Afore only helps, Lagabi him. So that's what says Yofach Elkit Hemisham Ashtoi. But the Hemisham Ashtoi. Be Amrit. So Rove est amoyr de kekashe, vim amret baal lav bechlal briyesu. So Emerson will see, okay, we'll learn the studio soist on the Gemara, we'll learn the Gemara the way it says in our gills. Vim amret baal lav bechlal briyesu. So let us ask a pertinent question. If you say, this is Rove's kashet Rav Nachman, if you'll say baal lav bechlal briyesu, now, she's answering Tashmish, the Tula Animi min Ayyudi. So let's ask a pertinent question. Who does she want to answer with this nether? The whole world, she's also to the whole world, she's an Ashes Ish. The husband, you say, Baal Avachlal Briyas. So what is Pshat in this nether? Doesn't make sense. So according to you, Rav Nachman, we'll have to say, that when she said Netula Anim and Yehudim, she did not mean Tashmish, because Tashmish only the nether Tasa Tashmish. She meant the Tumminud from all her nos. She meant the Asa, all her noise. That's what she meant. A kocher, you have to say this chat, she meant all her noise. Now, if she meant all her noise, so lechayre, so this should be nidre ini nefesh. And if it's nidre ini nefesh, so the din should be that if he's mefer, so it should help for everyone. And in the Mishnah it says that so why is it Netula min HaYehudim? The Amre Baal Lav Bechlal Briyas, if Baal Lav is Lav Bechlal Briyas, that means like this, if Baal is Bechlal Briyas, so I'll say she means Tashmish. Why did she make the whole nether? The whole nether, she meant the husband. That's what she meant. But she wanted to cover up. It's not only you, it's everyone else also. But Al Koponim, so if you say, like Lover said, that Baal Bechlal Briyas, so we say the nether was Tasa Tashmish with the husband. And Memele, so therefore he's Mefer Chelkoi, and she's, which is Zvorim Shebeini Lebeino, and she's also to the Bris, within the Tula Min HaYehudim. But that's if you learn like Rav, that Baal Bechlal Bris. But according to you, Rav Nachman, you hold Baal Lav Bechlal Bris. Baal Lav Bechlal Bris. So Memele, so she doesn't mean Ta'asa the Baal. He's not in the nether. So who does she mean Ta'asa? She only means Ta'asa the world. Now, she can't say she means Ta'asa the world with Tashmish, because she's obviously also of Tashmish. So you have to say she means Ta'asa the world, with all our noise. So then it's Nidrin and Nefesh, so why can he be made for that's the most Kashmir? I'm with Baal Lav Bechabri, so Nidrin and Nefesh, and V'yofel Eloilam, so let it be Yafor Eloilam. So the Gemara answers, we'll see Klor in the Rav. Shani Hoche, the Muchach HaMilse, the Al HaTeire Kosro Nafshi. So the Gemara, so Rav Nachman answered as follows. That means, normally, if she asked Bries, if she asked Yehudim, she doesn't mean the husband. That's my Shita. It means everyone else besides the husband. The husband, she doesn't, he doesn't fall into the category of everyone. No, over there, we have a Mayodik. Netulani min Yehudim, Pashtus means Tashmish. Now, if Pashtus means Tashmish, so who does she want to ask? She's also a Tashmish Saibasai. So there, from the nether, I have a Echochet that Baal Bechlal Briyas. There, you're right. There, Baal Bechlal Briyas, Takim. But without, because there, I have a Echochet, she can't mean not to include the Baal, then why is she making the nether? She's making the nether from Tashmish HaKochach, she means to include the Baal. Because without including the Baal, there's no need for the nether whatsoever. Masha Einkein, that's when you have a Hechochach from the nether. Masha Einkein in Harmish, you don't have any Hechochach from the nether. Then I say, Bepashta is that Baal, Lavach Labris. That is Rav Nachman's Teretz and Rav's Kasha. But let us see the Loshen of the Rav. Now let us see the Rav. Eis vei rov la Rav Nachman, netul ani min Yehudim, she'osro hanos tashmishem oleo, v'amrit bal lav bechlal briyesu, lom lo hafore. Why does he have to be meife? The ihu lehavi bechlal isa. Shani hoche, so he had a different gilsa. The kasha was, not the psagam sadreidu, the kasha was, why does he have to be Mefer? He's Mefer. The nether was not on him, so why should he be Mefer? The nether is not negating him whatsoever. This was the gear. So, lo malah for it. Di yulei hava b'chlal isa. Shani hoche demucha chamilsa da teire kos chanapshi. Lo ilam ba'alme la b'chlal b'riyesu. אבל הוכח כשהיסרס עולה הנוס תשמיש, וימרס נטול אני מן יהודים. על כוכח דייתו הוא שיהיה בעל בכלל איסורים. So here I have a hechocher, a hecher, that she means to answer the Baal. The hatera ka'osro nafsha, because when she's making a isel, she's making an isel on something that was mutter till now. The beisure, something that was also till now, lomo lo lemesa, why does she have to ask her? Kvar isure vaymedesh, she's also ready. You have to make an isel on something that's also. Vekivin the last la teira elo betashmish bailo. And since the only one she's mutter l'shamesh is bailo, al kochach ikonidru leser anos tashmisha. So that mehilkach ocher vade al kochach bal b'chlal b'riyesu. So that's Rav Nachman's tells. That means if you have a kochach from the nether, that the here al kochach, she didn't want to ask her over her also, because there's no need for that. So kochach wanted to ask her over mutter. So here I have a choche that she meant to ask her the Baal, so the Baal is before Bris. That was a different girse. Ve'ike nusche de garsi, ve'amrit Baal lav bechlal Brisu, nidre inei nefeshu. That's our girse. So then it's nidre inei nefesh. It's leifo lo lo'ilom. So let it be meifa. If it's nidre inei nefesh, it should be afor lo'ilom. Not only for him, it should be afor of everyone. Bachi perush. He amrit bishloimet the Baal bechlal Brisu. If you'll say Baal bechlal Brisu, V'chi amra netulani mine Yehudim bailo b'chlau. She means to ask the Baal also. Ike lefrushi, then I'll say, V'chi amra netulani mine Yehudim mitashmishkom. So she wants to ask the tashmish. Shabo leser tashmish baila mutulam tashmishkol ha-yehudim. She wants to ask al kapon tashmish ha-baal together with all other Yehudim. Umishem ochi, and therefore, Yofech Elke Bilbat. So therefore, he's made for his chaylik. Ve'im tizkarish, and if we'll give her a get, a netulim in the Yehudim, so then she'll be netulim in the Yehudim, shim David vorim, shim beine lebeino, shim ne meifel lacherim, uchtach siknolel. That is, if we'll say, Baal, bechlal bries, like me, like others, Eloi amrit the Baalav b'chlal b'riyesu. She has no intentions of asking her husband. V'chi amre netulani mine Yehudim. Ein abal b'chlal. She doesn't mean to ask her husband. Eloi amrit the Baalav b'chlal b'riyesu. V'chi amre netulani mine Yehudim. Ein abal b'chlal. Him came. So then, Rove asked, And Rav is Rav Nachman, him can't yef shaloyma the mitashmish come. So she can't mean tashmish, taboloy nidra, nami mitzre, banos tashmisha. Ela al kocha. So then we have to say, but she doesn't want to ask the husband, and she wants to ask them, and she can't mean she wants to ask them from tashmish, because they're also on tashmish without the nether. Ela al kocha, netula ni meinos perisem come. So she means to ask her, may not be the same. Vim kein nidre ini nefeshino. Viyofa lo loilo. So let her be meifa. Da sikna bereish pirke, de meifa bein la atzmoi, bein la chere. That by ini nefesh, she can be meifa for everyone. Now, before we go further, lechere, the ran is lechapella. Why is this called Nidre Ini Nefesh? The Mishnah says it's not called Ini Nefesh. That's the Mishnah. Koinim shani nena lebriyos, which means anos peiris, eina yochel lahofer, because she has a husband. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So what is Rav's kasha and Rav Nachman? Rav is asking a kasha, Rav Nachman, listen. If Baal lav bechlal b'riyes, so it can't mean tashmish, right? So it means peiris, so if it means peiris, so it's ini nefesh, shemesh amayim. The Mishnah says it's not ini nefesh. The Mishnah says, look, okay, since she has a husband, so it's not ini nefesh. So the Ran was aware of this. So let's go a step further. The lack of the meima, so the Ran says, Netulani mehen noas perishem shal Yehudim boidim shalem komro. You can't say that this is like the Mishnah. You can't say this is like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is speaking about the Ran, that we learned this yesterday. That the Ran said that this is different than a Chenveni, because by a Chenveni, the Shi'asa, whoever will buy from the Chenveni, however she'll get it from the Chenveni, it's also Asa. In this Mishnah speaking about, she did, so there, by Chenveni, Peiris Chenveni, she asked the Peiris of the Chenveni. And the Peiris are also, however it will come to, will come through the Baal, will come to any, well, the Peiris are also. Our Mishnah, she said, the Mishnah, Kainim Shani Nenel Abrius, means she didn't ask the Peiris. She asked, I can't have any Anor from the Abrius. So if her husband will buy the Peiris, so then it's Mutter. So Memele, so it comes out like this. Now what is Netulani mina Yehudim? Is Netulani mina Yehudim, I can't have Ano from the Yehudim? So then it's mamish like our Mishnah. But Netulani mina Yehudim means I can't have the Peiris of the Yehudim, so that means that it will come through the Baal, it will also be awesome. So he says like this. So let's see again the Lashon Hara. The Lekel Lameima, Netulani Me'anos Perishem Shal Yehudim Bo'idim Shalahem Komo. You can't say that here it's speaking about Hanos Perisim, when it's theirs, Avali Zoven Lu Baal Muteris Bem, but if the Baal will purchase it from then, she'll be Mutter, so then it's not in the Nefesh, so then Rav is not asking any cash on Rav Nachman, maybe the Tuli Yehudim is the same like our Mishnah. So Memele, Din Kain, Amai Yofer Chelkoi, so why should he be Mefer his Chelik? So what is the problem? Why is it Yofa Chelkoi? So what does the Ran mean to say? So Lachay the Ran means to say as follows. The Ran means to say that if it is she asked the Peiris, Netulani min Yehudim afilu, the Baal will also get the Peiris. So then this nether is inui nefesh. This nether is inui nefesh. Because it's a bitter geshef. So then he could be Mefer. And he could be Mefer. But I'm asking you a kasha. Why is it only Yofer Chelki? It should be Mefer for everyone. That's my kasha. But then we understand the Mishnah. But if you will say, that the Tulani min Yehudi means Anos Peiris when it's theirs. But if I'm not deriving benefit from them, I could have it, and it's not in the Nefesh. That's you can tell me a Teret. So if it's not in the Nefesh, so why should it be Mefer? So if there's no in the Nefesh, why should it be Mefer? So the Ran is Shreklach Shver. I found Baruch Hashem the Keren Eure is the Kashe. The Gemara said Klo, by Chenveni, if she asked the Chenveni, which is according to Rabbi Yossi, and all these Mishnayos are going according to Rabbi Yossi, is not in the Nefesh, because she can get from someone else, but Beinu LeBeinu it is. It's a bother. Now he has to go. We mentioned the Svara LeBeinu Avraham Minahor, that if now... this Chenveni is also, so it's bothering him, so it's Beinu LeBeinu. So the Gemara said, Klo, and that paid Beis Amed Beis, according to Rabbi Yossi, and this Mishnah is also going according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Vorm SheBeinu LeBeinu, because this Neder is affecting him. This Neder is affecting him. So now, like this, all the time, he didn't have to go, he can send He can send a shliach to get the peiros. He doesn't have to go every time he has to go to get the peiros himself. But she made such a nether. No one can be mahanimi, only you. So shay mishmaim, he can't learn, he can't work. He's busy being mahana the whole day. So tzichat v'lom shabeni lebeino. So memele, so the ran is a pella. So could be mamish like our Mishneh. Amayofer, it's because it's Vorim Shebeinu Lebeinu. So this Kasha the Keranoira asks on the Ran, he doesn't understand the Ran. But, okay, so if you don't understand the Ran, we're in good company. But I'll kapon him, just the Ivra of the Ran without the Bekiyas of the Gemon Dachbei Beis Amad Beis, so the Ran seems to be saying like this. The Ran seems to be saying, Mamon of Shech. If she only asked the Hanor from all these people, so there's no Inni Nefesh, so then there's nothing. So why should he be Mefer? There's nothing wrong. So Akoch, he have to say that she asked the Peiros from all Yehudim, Afilu, someone else will get them from her. So this is really Inni Nefesh. So that's why he has to be Mefer. But I have a kasha. Why do you say Yofer Chelke? It's a motion help for everyone since it's Inni Nefesh. Mefarkino and Shani Hoche, the Muchach HaMilsim, the Teira Kosra Nafsha. No, here it's Muchach that Shizicha wants to ask the husband. Here, Baal Bechlal Briyas. The Tula Nimi Yehudim Tashmish Mashmeh. The love hanoes peiros. That's the taitch to any Yehudim. So memele, and if she's asking tashmish, akochoch she wants to ask the husband. Nehede ba'al me ba'aloi havi bechla b'riyis, hochi havi mishum demuchach emilse da teire daini tashmish da ba'al kosto nafshe. So memele, that is the teretz that Rav Nachman said on Rovus Kasha. Let us go further in the Gemara. We had in the Mishnah, Yechayle Lehoneis Beleket Shikra Upeya, that even though she can have Hano from the Briyas, but she can have Hano from Leket Shikra Upeya. So what is the Lom Sadaran explained Pshat in the Mishnah as follows? Because all other Atonis, let's say, Tumen, Maiser, so the Baal has, the owner of them has Tevis Hano. So if he gives it to her, he's being Mahana. So Memele, so then you can't have Hano from Tumeh Maisa. Leket Shikra Peya is Hefka. These Matonis are not given for the Aniyim. It's left over and the Aniyim take for themselves. So that means it doesn't belong to anyone. It's Hefka L'Aniyim. So Mamela, she can take Leket Shikra Peya. That's what it says in our Mishnah. V'loik toni zok te gemara ube maiseroni. What about maiseroni? Which is also matnas aniyim. The Mishnah doesn't mention maiseroni. So what do we see from our Mishnah? Maiseroni is different. Maiseroni, he gives to whoever he wants. So there's a difference between maiseroni and Leket Shikra Peya. Like a chikrit pay is an aziva. You leave over these map, this is hefkelaniyim, and whoever wants to take it, anyone who wants to take it, takes it. Maiser oni is his to give to which oni he chooses. So memele, she can't get maiser oni because she's having hano from the Baal HaMaiser. And she said, koyd mishani nena labriyat. So that's why the Mishnah did not mention maiser oni. Fine. Vasanya bebereise. We learned in a bereise. Ube meiser oni. No, she can take meiser oni also. So we have here now a stira, the bereise and the Mishnah. The our Mishnah holds meiser oni belongs to him. And the bereise holds meiser oni does not belong to him. Omar Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, Tzemach loikes take, the bereise and the Mishnah. Loikashe. Ho Rabbi Elezer, ho Rabbo. The Baraisa that holds that Maiser Oni does not belong to him is going according to Rabbi Elezer. The Mishnah that holds that Maiser Oni belongs to him is going according to the Rabbo. Now, where do we have a machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan? This now, we learned our Mishnah, and now we have to see the Mishnah Lecheira speaking about something different in Ganzen, but the Gemara ties up this machlekes with the machlekes is their bailus on Maisara. We'll see. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Adam tzorich likfeis shem al maisa oni shel demai. V'chachomim oimrim kairei shem bein tzorich lahafrish. Now, before we go further, we go how the Gemara ties this into the Teretz of Rav Yosef, just let us explain the machlokes in this mission between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim. Let us just give a shtikel hakdome. Min ha-toire roiv ha-maratzim ma'asrenayim. So if a person buys tvua from a ma'oretz, and the ma'oretz tells him, listen, it's kosher v'yosh, I took off tumis, ma'isus, everything. So min ha-toire, you're allowed to believe him, and you're allowed to eat it without doing anything. But there's a miyat ha-maratzim which do not give ma'isris. Truma they give. Truma is not a big deal. Chita achas peiteres a sakri. So truma is not such an expensive affair. Truma they'll be mafrish. That's no problem. But ma'isris, a tenth. A tenth is already, that's a lot. So mamela. So they weren't mafrish ma'isris. So Mamela, I come to the Amoritz. The Amoritz says, I took off Maisris, so you have to take this with a grain of salt. And Chazal said, don't trust him. And you have to be Mafrish Mais. Now, but let's talk about Maiserish. Let's talk in the middle about Maiserish. Now we'll talk about Maiser only. But so Maiserish, I Mafrish Maiserish. That means like this. So even though Meikar Adin, I have a roiv that says, Mistami was Mafrish Maiser, but I can't be Saimach and the roiv. So I'm Afrish Maisa Rishon. Fine. So now, like this, before Afrish is Maisa Rishon, it's terrible. You're not allowed to eat the Tvur. I'm Afrish Maisa Rishon. I raise on Maisa Rishon, I'm Afrish it. Now, after I'm Afrish it, so then the Levi comes over to me and he gives me a pat on the back. I see you have Maisa Rishon over here. You know where I'm a Levi. The rest you can figure out yourself. So the Israel tells the Levi, he says, you know, but let me tell you something what you don't know, that this is a Sufik Maisa. Maybe it's not Maisa. Maybe the Amoritz gave Maisa already. So there's a Sufik if I have to give it to you, if I don't have to give it to you. So listen, I keep the Maisa and I good and talk, and the next time I'll give you an Aliyah for Levi. But that's it. But this Maisa I don't have to give to you because that is by Maisa Rish. Now let's talk about Maiser Oni. Let's talk about Maiser Oni. The same thing. So here we have a Machloikis Tanoim by Maiser Oni. What does he have to do? Rabbi Elazar said, "Ein Adam Tzorech Likrei Shem Al Maiser Oni Shel Tmak." You don't have to do anything. You don't have to be Mafrish Maiser Oni. Nothing. Now what's the Svar Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Elazar holds Maiser Oni is not Teufel. That means that by Tume and Maiser Rishon, if you're not Mafrishit, so it's Tevel. There's two dinim in Maiser Rishon. One din is Kozman, you're not Mafrishit, it's Tevel, you're not allowed to eat the Tvur. Then there's a second din. There's a din that after you're Mafrish Maiser, there's a mitzvah Nesina Lelevi. So there, by Maiser Rishon, we split the hair. There's a chiyuv afrosha, because if you're not mafrish, you could be eating tevel. V'chayish it's tevel. So you have to be mafrish. When it's coming to the mitzvahs nesina, we say, Maiser mechaber olo v'ray. Rabbi Elazar held that Maiser Oni is bechlal not tevel. It's not tevel. That means, forget about demai. Let's talk about a person has his own tvua. Who's mafresh all everything to Truma Maiser Rishon. And Maiser Oni, he was a mafresh. And he ate the tvur. So, out the Isser Tevel, there's no Isser Tevel. Maiser Oni is not Tevel. So you're allowed to eat it. You know what you did? You were goizel matnas aniyim. That's what you did. So ma'aser oni is not halach in yeredeya, it's halach in chayshem mishpat. That means ma'aser oni does not ask of the tvua. You're allowed to eat the tvua before aproshim, but there's a chiyev nesine to give to the aniyim. That's it in the ma'aser oni. So it's Rabbi Lezer, but if we have the ma'ay, a chiyev nesine there'll never be, because as a chiyev nesine we say, I'm eitzim mechaveir alav aray, so I'm not mechuyev to give it. There's a suffix, if it was given already, so I have to give it. No, shayl is al tevel. There's no din tevel by my saroni. So Rabbi Lezer oimer ein odom tzorech likre shem al my saroni shel d'may. There's no din of kriya shem. We don't have to be matrish my saroni because it's not tevel. It doesn't become tevel. So there's only a din of chiyev nesine, and by d'may there's no chiyev nesine. Al tzedin of amaitz mechaber ol varay. V'chachomim oimrim Toirei Shem, no. They hold Ma'aser Oni is Toivul. Chas v'sholem, you shouldn't eat this. If he wasn't a mafresh Ma'aser Oni, it's Tevul. So Toirei Shem, you have to be Toirei Shem, and you have to say, Areizu Ma'aser Oni. Aber wenn soich lahaf, you don't have to give it to the Oni. You can keep it for yourself, but you have to be Toirei Shem. Without Toirei Shem, you'll be leaving Tevul. Now, let us see the beginning of the Rav. Ein Odom Tzorich Likre Shem Al Ma'aser Oni Shel D'may. Helekeach Me'amoret. If a person buys from Amoret, Tzorich La'aser V'litroim Tumis Ma'aser. Ma'aser Rishin, you have to be Mafrish, and you have to be Teirem Tumis Ma'aser, V'nois No Lekoyim. Now the Tumis Ma'aser can't eat for himself, that's already... It's Sofik Trume, so the male that he has to give to the Koyim. Umayse Rish and Gufay, because it's also Lezorim. Umayse Rish and Gufay, Ma'akvei La'atzmoy. The Maise Rish and he keeps for himself. Ache Shefrish, Sherei Mutal Lezorim, Maise Rish is Mutal Lezorim. Va'amoytzi Mechaveiroi, Olav Araye, I said, I don't have to give it to the lady. She'olav ha'raish lo'efrishi ha'amor. You proved to me that the mother didn't give ma'aser. So you can't force me to give you ma'aserish. Avul ma'aser oni, ain't tzorech la'afrish. The svira le'la rabbi leza. Da'afilu vadai she'loi hefrishi minakri. Even though he wasn't ma'afrish, ain't a toivu. Like this table is b'misa, there's no chiyuv misa. Hilkach einoi mafrishay misafik. So it doesn't have to be mafrishay at all. That's according to Rabbi Lezer. V'chachomim oimrim koyrei shem. Dimvad eloi hefrishay have a table. If it wasn't mafrish, so it's table. V'yoichu minakri b'misa. So whoever eats it is chayiv mis. Afal pi shemesukin legamri, even though it's mesukin legamri. Vein tzorech lesaken el afrish ma'aser oni. The only thing that's missing is afrish ma'aser oni. There's also chayiv mis. This is also tevel. Hilkach mafrish misofik. The sveikei tevel misofik. You have to be mafrish ma'aser oni. And so Memele, that is the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachomim. Now what it's negeya for us, some Yotz Hashem that we'll see tomorrow.